Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Masechet Becharos, and we're up to parakhas, Mishnah Hei. Shtei nashim shel shnei anashim shelo bikru. If you have two wives of two men, both of the women had never given birth before. The yoldu shnei zecharim, and these wives gave birth to two baby boys, but we don't know which one is belongs to who. We don't know which baby belongs to which mother. Zendos in chamish shalom l'kohen, this guy gives five shalom to the kohen. Zendos in chamish shalom l'kohen, because both of them definitely have a bechor. Mesa. If one of the babies dies within 30 days, if they both gave it to the same kohen, then that kohen's got to give back the five shalom. But if they gave it to two separate kohanim, you're not going to be able to get the money back, because the kohen will say, I think the one that died was the other kohen's pidina ben baby. Zachar nekeva, if one of the women gives birth to a boy and the other one to a girl, and we don't know whose is whose, then avos pturin, each father can say, I think I am the proud father of a baby girl, and I don't think I'm chayiv in pidyon aben. V'aben chayiv liftosis atzmo, but the baby boy, when he grows up, is going to have to do pidyon on himself. Shtei nekevos uzachar, o shnei zachar, shtei nekevos. If there are two baby girls in the mix, even if there are boys as well, ein kan the kohen klum, the kohen cannot claim anything, because it could be that there is no bechor here whatsoever. Mishnah vav, achas bikra v'achas lo bikra, shel shnei anashim. If there are two women, one who had a baby before, one who had not, and they're married to two different men, and they give birth to baby boys, and we don't know who belongs to who. The one that whose wife had never given birth before owes the kohen pidyon ben money. Zachar nekeva, but if one of them gave birth to a boy, the other to a girl, ain't kan the kohen klum, because the one that whose wife never had a baby before can claim, I think I'm the proud papa of a baby girl. Mesa ben betol shloshim yom, if the baby dies within 30 days, rachman al son, aval pishnas on the kohen, even if you already gave the money to the kohen, yachsel chamish shloim, he gives you back the five shloim, because there was never a chiv in pidyon aben. La'achar shloshim yom, if it's after 30 days, aval pishlo nasan yitain, then tragically you still have to do pidyon aben. Must be a very sad procedure if the baby rachman al son is no longer alive. Meis biyom shloshim, if the baby dies on day 30, kayom shalvanav, we view that as if he died on day 29, and therefore there's no chiv of pidyon aben. Rabbi Kiva Omer, im nasan lo yitol, v'im lo nasan lo yitain. Rabbi Kiva says, meis biyom shloshim is a safek, so it depends if he gave it or not. Meis ha'av b'toch shloshim yom, if the father dies within 30 days, b'cheska shelo nifta, we have to assume that pidyon aben has not yet been done, ad she'av raya shenifta, unless the yorshim are able to bring a raya, that it has been done. La'achar shloshim yom, if the father dies after 30 days, b'cheska shenifta, we can assume pidyon aben was done, unless people tell him that it was not done. So now we talk about a case where a bechor is born to a father who is a bechor, and he never had a pidyon aben, and the grandfather's not alive, so he's got to redeem himself. So who liftos ubno liftos? This is quoted in Maseches Kiddushin, this Mishnah. He has himself to be poda and his son to be poda. Who kodem es bno? He does himself first. He takes precedence over his child. Rabbi Yudomer, b'no kod Moshe, mitzvaso alaviv, mitzvas b'no alav. Rabbi Yudomer says, no, the mitzvah pidyon aben is really the father's mitzvah. So the mitzvah of your pidyon aben was your father's mitzvah, not your mitzvah. Your son's pidyon aben is your mitzvah. And therefore, your son's pidyon aben comes first. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Hei, we spoke about two women that are married to two different men and all the different permutations of giving birth to boys, giving birth to girls, giving birth to different combinations thereof. And then we, in Mishnah Vav, we spoke about two men married to two women. One of them had already previously had a baby. And then we spoke about what happens if a baby dies, Rachman al-Islan, and what happens if the father dies. What sorts of assumptions do we make about a chiyuv ha-pidyon aben in the case where the baby dies? And what sorts of assumptions do we make about whether pidyon aben was already done in the case where the father died? Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakhas, Mishnah Zayin.